It's now time for a locker room chat with Onega head football coach Ben Coltman. After a tough one on Friday, 48-16 was the final against Valley Heights. And coach, this felt like a game that was starting to go back and forth a little bit. They score first, you guys get all the way down to the 5, then they stop you guys on 4th and 2. Your thoughts on what that significance was for the rest of the game?
I think 2.5, 3 quarters of that game was very competitive. Obviously, the second quarter was the wheels really fell off on our side there, and give them credit also. Some big plays, a couple turnovers, give them credit, but also some mistakes that we just simply can't make against good teams.
Now, you guys ended up running the ball pretty well, averaging 5 yards a carry for 261 yards on the ground. All three of your guys get over 80 yards rushing. What were some things that you liked about the run game?
We distributed the ball well, I thought. Jackson ended up with the best average. He was getting out of the backfield pretty quick. Getting around the edge, we kind of got that. And then our big guys up through the middle, they're pretty tough. They're pretty hard to stop. That's kind of our, everything kind of hinges off of establishing that. We're pleased with our run game this year. We just got to limit those big plays and those turnovers.
Yeah, and Coach, how important is it for you guys to kind of clean up some of those mistakes on special teams?
Extremely important. They did a good job, the pooch kick there. We hadn't really seen that yet. We did prepare somewhat for it, but they executed it very well, and that was a huge turning point in the game. I think it's 16-16 there, and they get the ball right back and with a short field. Extremely important to clean not only special teams up, but just, we turn the ball over on offense and defensively, like I said, we give up a few big plays. So all of those things we need to fix.
Going to move on to week 3 coming up here in just a little bit with Onega head football coach Ben Coltman back here in just a little bit. And we're back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Coltman. And coach, you guys face a Centralia team that is currently in first place in the league. And how important is it for you guys to possibly get an upset here and execute everything the way you're hoping to?
Yeah, it'd be huge, obviously. It'd be a great win for us. Old rivalry game. We haven't held up our end of the deal here lately. Kind of just to mention that rivalry stuff, sometimes that does set up for an interesting game. Weird things can happen, but we just have to execute. We got to do the things that we do, and we got to do them good. We have to take care of the ball, limit the, we had a bunch of penalties the other night too. Those kind of things. We have to play our game and not worry so much about how they're executing or what they're doing, but we have to do what we do, and we have to do it good.
Here with Onega head football coach Ben Coltman. And Ben, what are some things that you remember from last year's game that you're trying to avoid replicating in terms of the mistakes or the poor defense from last year's game and try to correct those for this year's game versus Centralia?
We got to tackle better, number one. Last year was not a great effort tackling. I felt like what our scheme we put out there last year to stop their run game, maybe we weren't very prepared. It looked kind of good in practice once in a while, but I think there was a fair amount of confusion on where the assignments were and who was going where. So hopefully we kind of get some of that ironed out this year and a little less confusion. Having seen them last year also maybe will help. But, it starts with tackling. I think we just have to tackle a lot better.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck in this big Twin Valley game coming up here this week.
Thank you.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Coltman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.